Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show comes to you from, or is presented by, DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as I like to do, I like to have a chat with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC on a weekly basis, at least, if possible. How you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to emulate you in a few ways. I have ordered a serious holster for what will be my Glock G45, which is actually a Terran Tactical Combat Master. I've tried to order a good outside-the-waistband holster for it. The only problem with that is that apparently it takes a month to make one of those.
Wow.
So it finally has shipped. I ordered it the 12th of November, and it shipped today.
So. Well, dig this, man. Since we last spoke about guns and gear,
yeah.
My buddy, you know, Mike Benedict, that ran Talon Tactical, passed away. However, his partner in crime is going to basically satisfy orders by request. If you would like an S-Dave rig for your G45, we can make that happen.
Well, we will talk about that offline, sir. I would like a Super Dave rig myself, to be honest with you. But before we start this, you know, I want to go into a bunch of different things, and the basis for this is the way I see the government, the current government, the leftist government, the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, the way I see them pushing us now. And I want to read something to you that is, there's nobody to attribute this to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this reminds me of military veterans. And I quote, "The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and the permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, the lives as they have lived them are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it's a small form of suicide because they are literally killing off who they used to be. Which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at the left's door, and they will cry, scream, and beg for mercy. But it will fall upon deaf ears." I don't know who to attribute that to, but I do like it. Because it's pretty descriptive to me. Because
it kind of went a little too metaphysical for me, but I got the point.
Well,
the whole partial suicide thing, I wasn't digging on hearing that. But
you still very much do the training. Yeah. You still do a very refined train. You still train, age notwithstanding, time out of the military notwithstanding. You're still training on almost a daily basis, as far as I know. And to that end, it's, you know, for you, it's not metaphysical. It's you are who you are. I don't think you would miss a beat. There's a lot of guys that try to get out of the Army and leave all that stuff behind, though. And I think that's who they're talking to, the people who left the military.
It's a matter in respect to working for myself.
Yeah.
You know, because of my physical disabilities, you know, due to the Army.
Right.
Anyway, dude, you bring up an interesting point, if I may expand on it.
Certainly.
The I was just talking to someone earlier today about influence and how it works or whatever. But this dude on Facebook called me out, asked me point blank, how many people have I killed? And I told him, you know, none at, up to this point in time. However, that doesn't mean I am not directly responsible for saving hundreds of, you know, soldiers. And exponentially, X number of KIAs could be attributed to my efforts back in the day, in the position that I was in, the position of influence I was in at the time. You know what I mean?
When did you make E7, yeah?
Right. Uh-huh.
So when in your career did you make E7? Do you remember?
Oh, dude. Maybe.
Well, there's a point I'm trying
91?
To make.
91?
Yeah.
91, something like that, maybe?
And you got out of the military about 10 years later?
2003.
Yeah, so.
But I came out on the list for 8, but I turned it down, dude, you know, because you know the deal. If you accept a promotion, that's another 2-year commitment.
Right.
You know, here's what happened. I was at the tail end of my ACAP period of time prior to retiring, and I only had to run the clock for, I don't know, 48 hours, and the Group Sergeant Major called me and asked me if I wanted to stay in the service. All I had to do was tell him that's what I wanted to do, because they were trying to retain me in the, you know, the community, whatever. But I turned it down because I'd already lined myself out for a $1,200 a day gig, you know, contracting in Iraq.
Right, right.
In the 03 time frame, 03, 04 time frame. And I actually wound up in country in, I don't know, it was March, April of 04. But that's when my neck caused me all them problems. And 2 weeks to the day I got back to the States, I was on the table for 9.5 hours having my C-spine replaced.
Right.
So, you know, you don't recover from something like that quickly. And it put me out of action for a couple of years. So when I got back into action, it was for myself, because I couldn't get hired because I was a medical liability, because of the extent of the surgery that I'd had on my neck. Anyway, what do you got? Give me something good, man.
Well, we're coming up on the first break, so when we get back, I want you to describe to me what the Super Dave rig is. I know that it's all outside the waistband, but I mean...
It's super simple.
It's super simple, but this, you know, sometimes the simplicity is the genius of it all.
The purpose behind it.
And I want to know the purpose behind it, too. And for those of you that want to follow Super Dave and check Super Dave out, well, there's a variety of ways you can do that. On YouTube, he has a channel, Super Dave Harrington. That's a good place to start. You can also follow him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington, personal page, professional page, respectively. And now, on Instagram, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking of holsters, I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington. And Super Dave, one thing that I admire about him is he does the same thing every day as far as his carry routine. And that means he's really, really good at it. He knows what works. He knows what doesn't work. He's tried it however many ways he's tried. Maybe he tried it this one time the way it is now and it worked the first time. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's all based upon his criteria of what works for him. Tell me about the Super Dave rig, if you will.
Okay. I consider it kind of a working low-profile rig, primarily meaning it's just a slick Kydex straight drop outside the waistband, you know, belt holster. But it's, you know, it will not accommodate a light. And I don't need it to, because I can carry a weapons light in my pocket.
Right.
And if I anticipate the use or have an immediate need for it, my pistol should already be in my hand anyway. I simply attach the light and go to work. I have four working. I'm a right-sided firer, so the holster is straight drop, right side holster for a 1.5-inch belt loop, made for a good gun belt. My offside, I have four mag holders that I wear with the first mag holder starting on the center line of my left side, and the holster is worn on the center line of my right side. So that works for, you know, your respective competitive organizations and divisions that tell you how your gear is going to be set up in the first place.
Right.
But from a concealment standpoint, that's where you would want your gear to be centered anyway. More to follow on that. I have two right side mag holders that I wear in front of my holster. The first thing people think is those mags would interfere with a draw stroke. Well, that's only true if your draw stroke sucks. If you execute, you know, pure technique, do it properly, the mags are total non-issue. The premise behind the number of mag holders I have is the first reserve on the left, provided everything is working properly, is its responsibility is for replacing the magazine that's in the pistol, whether it stopped working or you fire it empty. That's its primary purpose. The second reserve mag, because we're all humans, and my name's Dave Harrington, not Jesus Christ.
Right.
We all make mistakes. And the second magazine is in direct support of the human error of possibly dropping the first mag while trying to get it into the pistol. So the number two mag is kind of like a contingency mag in and of itself. Then my third mag, that's just extra ammo for me, because provided everything goes well, that is quite a bit of ammunition to have on hand. And I'm totally comfortable with it, because in today's environment, I don't see self-defense really being that big of a deal. However, one self-defense situation or interaction can turn into a flash mob nowadays.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm not going to get caught without, you know, at least being able to shoot back. Anyway, the fourth mag holder on my left side, its primary responsibility, if for whatever reason I need to unload and clear my pistol, that mag holder is responsible for holding the mag that, you know, goes in the pistol, the initial load mag. Now, dig this. That gives me a total of six mag holders, six mags. Now, when I go to initially load my pistol, I use the rearmost fourth mag off my left side. That opens that mag holder up. Now, in the event I were needing to do or had already done what some form of tactical loading where I had a reduced capacity magazine that I could retain, that reduced capacity magazine would go into that rearmost fourth mag holder. And then that provides an empty mag, kind of a rotating empty mag holder as a divider between the reduced capacity magazines and any remaining full capacity magazines you may have. Now, the two mags worn in front of my holster on my right side, those mags are strictly for the contingency were my left side to be incapacitated, I would have ammo or access to ammunition on the right side of my body as well.
Right.
For working right hand only. But the key is the mags in and of themselves worn in this manner provide you access to reserve ammunition regardless of what your body position may wind up being. You follow me?
I do.
And that's it in a nutshell, dude. Pretty big nutshell, but that's the explanation or, you know, my rationale behind, you know, my rig.
I will probably have to get with you and get some contact with this, get some contact info with this guy. I would like to have me a Super Dave rig just because.
Okay, cool.
Although one thing, I'll tell you one thing. Well, I'll tell you this when we get back, okay? We're coming up on the next break. Super Dave, of course, you can find Super Dave. And what is your Instagram? Is it SD underscore Harrington?
S Dave underscore Harrington.
S Dave underscore Harrington, yeah. That's
right.
There's a few people that have already imitated you. I know you know that, so I'm not going to. There's already Super Daves out there trying to be Super Dave Harrington, so that's why it is S Dave underscore Harrington on Instagram. We'll be right back.
All right.
This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. Today calls for reflection and gratitude on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
I seen seamen jumping in the water covered with oil. It was on fire. Most of them died in the water. Most of them died, and the rest of them died when they reached the beach.
Pearl Harbor survivor and Chandler, Arizona resident Jack Holder. Early this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects by visiting the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says the proposed $1.7 trillion Build Back Better bill needs a lot of changes. He expressed doubt that Democrats could pass the bill before Christmas. This as Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell also calls into question some of the bill's record-keeping and accounting.
The entitlement programs will surely last forever, but for accounting purposes, Democrats are pretending the money stops after a decade. Many states will not be keen to be socialist guinea pigs.
Changes to improve teen safety on Instagram are rolling out this week. The changes come a day before its CEO is supposed to testify before Congress on how the app impacts the mental health of teens and children. New updates include a Take a Break feature that will ask users to stop using Instagram momentarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com, talking to Super Dave Harrington. And, you know, one thing that I want you to do, and we don't, we're going to talk about it a little bit, but now the Super Dave rig that you wear, you wear that pretty much whenever you're basically dressed normally. If you're dressed for really hot weather, then you go maybe to some sort of bag to carry it in or something.
Right.
So, you're already prepped.
Unless I feel like I need to go heavy, you know, and then I'll wear the rig anyway. And dress accordingly.
Now, when you, like, are you talking about you'll wear that rig, like, with what? So you have, don't you have to have pants that have belt loops in them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Now, you're not using any sort of...
A lot of people don't take into consideration... Your clothing is just as important as a part of your equipment as everything else. Whatever you consider, you know, kit and equipment should include your train of thought, should include your clothing. You know, it should be durable, somewhat offer, you know, some protection. You need to do the homework and make sure the material is non-flammable.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll fire form to you in a flash heat. There's all kind of considerations, you know, you need to take. But the most basic consideration is make sure, you know, the fit and function of the clothing allows for a full range of physical motion, at least, at, you know, up to the point you're capable of performing safely.
Right.
But, yeah, all that's important, man. Everything's important. Everything matters. It's just the beauty of the statement is you're the one that decides it at any given moment. You know, you prioritize yourself. So, in effect, if you fail, the only person you got to blame is yourself. You know what I mean?
Indeed. What do you think about these people that walk around wearing some form of boots, cargo pocket pants that are clear, you know, made out of ripstop material, mm-hmm. maybe a shirt with some Velcro on the sleeves? Are they giving away too much? Is that perfectly acceptable? To me, that's acceptable. I know a lot of people get out there and
say, what? I don't understand, dude.
Well, you know, there's some people out there that say, I want to be the gray man. I don't want anybody to know that I'm this or I'm that. And, you know, when I look at shirts like with the Velcro on the sleeves, I don't think anybody mm-hmm. understands what that means. Which all it means is you can put a Velcro badge on your sleeve. That's all it really means, or a patch.
Trust me, bro. I call that wearing the indicator clothing. You know, it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks sure. like a duck. It must be a duck. But the thing about it is, let's take a hard look at carrying concealed in the first place. Everybody makes a big deal out of this, you know, printing, and, you know, people expect you're supposed to walk around and act like you're invisible if you're carrying a weapon. You know what I mean? It's got to be invisible. And it's like you're setting yourself up for failure, man, because that's an impossibility.
Right.
Frankly, I'm not concerned whether, you know, someone now, if I'm provided, you know, I am dressed appropriately at all times. But I'm not concerned whether the people around me know or understand I'm carrying a firearm in the first place.
Right.
You know, I'm not a criminal. And with my background and experience, I think at the very least you could say I was capable to do so. So I don't concern myself with it. I don't walk around trying to make my rig look, you know, invisible because, dude, I'm wearing signature clothing anyway. I scream gun guy no matter where I go. I don't even need to be wearing a gun. And I'm accused of being a gun guy.
Right.
So, you know, what are you going to do, man? Just roll with it. I mean, I've had several instances where, you know, I busted myself out. You know, I've had the wind blow my vest open. I inadvertently, one time I was at a flea market or something. I don't know, dude. But I went to tuck this box under my left arm. Well, I was using some extended mags. And when I went to tuck that box under my arm, I caught the lip of one of the mag extensions and pulled the mag out of the holder.
Right.
And, of course, it clattered to the floor. And these two little old ladies stopped. They didn't bat an eye. One of them looks up at me and says, I know you're carrying a gun. I'm like, yes, ma'am. And I picked the magazine up, put it away, and moved out. It was hilarious, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. To each his own. But my major concern, just bear with me on this, man. You're sitting down, right? All right, cool.
I am.
I think people, and now when I say people, I mean like-minded us people, need to start thinking more in terms of war fighting than self-defense. Do a mental shift. Stop thinking about personal self-defense so much and start thinking about, you know, fighting with guns in respect to, you know, being prepared on that level in the event. Because what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to get caught out and about, get caught short, not be prepared, possibly get rolled up because of that fact.
Right.
Anyway, did you follow that?
Oh, I do. I know. And what? So I'll give an example, okay? And you tell me if I'm incorrect about this. So I carry at the small, the smallest gun I'll carry now is a Glock 19. I'm either carrying a Glock 19 or a Glock 45, maybe something else in that configuration, but that's my limit on capacity. Then I have two or three, I have three magazines on me right now because I don't have a Super Dave rig.
I get it.
And in the car.
But you don't need a Super Dave rig to set the same thing up. You know what I mean?
Well, I got to have. Well, I don't have that many magazine carriers, to be honest with you. That's the problem.
Okay. No,
so that
and we'll get it done.
I got to get that fixed. So then, but in the car, because a lot of things happen when you're in the car, additionally, in addition to the standard magazines I have on me, I have a 27 rounder and a 33 rounder to go with everything that I've got. So I've got plenty of ammo with me in various stations as I go. And I do that because this is in case I'm not involved in just somebody trying to get my wallet. Because that's not the trend right now. That's not the trend right now. We had a big burst mob happen in D.C. today while the World War II vets were trying to commemorate Pearl Harbor. Let's hold on right here.
What, a bomb scare or what? What'd you say?
It was just a big protest to where the cops couldn't control them, and they blocked the World War II veterans from getting to the memorial to pay homage to their buddies. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we've been talking about Kit. We've been talking about mindset, a few other things, and, you know, what leads us to do this, what leads us to do that. And we were talking about how you think people should be getting on more of a war-fighting frame of mind than just simply getting out there saying, nobody's going to be stealing my car.
It's hard to anticipate or describe, you know, how it's going to unfold. And I would hope that it wouldn't happen, but frankly, it doesn't look like we're going to have much choice. So I'm good with it. You know, what kills me is a lot of people. I have known several people to, like, really stress about how things are going. But I don't really stress out about it at all because I'm actually fairly calm about it because I already know whose side I'm on. You know what I mean?
I do.
There's no doubt in my mind what I'm going to do. But, you know, to each his own. But it's going to take an organized effort to push back. And if you're pushing back on that level, it's going to be very serious.
Well, you know, here's what I'm thinking. These guys, when we try to figure out how it's going to unfold, do you ever look at things that have already happened and say, well, it could be that way, it could be this way? Like, the Westgate Mall fascinates me at the response the civilians did with that.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. We've talked about that before.
Right.
Yep.
Down at the Westgate Mall, a bunch of... Yeah.
I mean, it's going to require the American citizen to basically get organized and, you know, fight back. So, it's going to be a mess.
But it's a whole different kind of skill set, too, isn't it? I mean, this is not something...
Well, it's not only a whole different skill set, but it's the psychological place you've got to go to. Because it's going to be a lot of irregular warfare. And you got to remember, you know, yeah, we may have you know, pretty good resources now, but how long is it going to take for, you know, what warfighting materials are available, you know, also known as ammunition, how long is that going to last? How protracted is this thing going to, you know, what's it going to turn into? So, you know, you may have to resort to, you know, using Molotov cocktails to burn people to death instead of shooting them. That's what people are going to have a hard time adjusting to if they don't start shifting mental gears now.
Right.
I don't know if any of that made sense, dude, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it all makes sense, but here's the thing that everybody needs to understand, first of all. One of the things Dave's talking about when he's talking about ammunition, he's not talking about loose ammo. Loose ammo is not going to do you any good. You need magazines, and you need ammo in magazines.
Bam. It's got to be magged up.
It's got to be magged up. Over here, now, I don't know how you'll feel about this. I hope you approve of this. I've got 80 AR mags loaded and ready to go.
Okay, that's cool. When's the last time you rotated them?
I rotate them every time I go and test something.
Okay, cool.
I rotate about 8 or 9 at a time, yeah.
But describe the mags again.
Most of them are P mags. There's a couple of metal mags. They're 30 rounds, yeah.
They're loaded 28, right?
Yes. I know all about that part, yeah. Yeah,
then you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But you got to remember, bro, what it really boils down to is if you're forced into a fire and maneuver situation, you can only take what you can carry. Unless you plan on bugging in or holding up to die in place, what are you going to do? And if you're going to bug out and break contact with, like, your warfighting logistics pile,
right,
you should have a destruction plan in place because, you know, you don't want to leave what you can't carry for anybody else to pirate or use against you. So you're going to have a destruction plan in place.
See, a lot of people don't get that about me because I don't keep a lot. You can't imagine how many guns I've sold over the course of time of doing this show because I get a lot of guns from sponsors. Right. And whenever they're not a sponsor anymore, most of the time I get rid of them, and I've gotten rid of some really nice things. And I mean, and most people don't get when they say, "Well, how many guns do you have?" And I say, "As many as I need," because
why
I have
they even ask that?
Because
so I
you know,
that's none of your business.
That you know, busybodies.
Look them up. Use it next time and see what happens.
Yeah, but I mean,
the documentation piece is a farce. I don't know why people can't see through that. You know what? I've often thought about contacting the ATF and said, "Hey, dude, would you mind looking me up in the computer and tell me exactly how many firearms I've purchased in my lifetime?" You know they got that on record. So
it'd be interesting if they actually would tell you.
Yeah, but, you know, just from a comical standpoint, dude, that'd be the only way I could find out how many guns I've actually purchased or cycled through. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. See, but mine would be false because I've signed for lots of guns that I've had to turn around and send back.
Right.
Because you know, they send them to me to test, and then I turn them around and send them back to them when I'm done.
Right.
They're not mine, so.
But you got the experience of working with that specific blaster.
Indeed. Indeed, I did. And that's the cool part of it. But, yeah, that's an interesting thing. I would be interested to hear if they actually spoke to you about that, too. You have,
well,
you know what? I'm not even going to ask you that.
Anybody can tell me. I mean, all you can do is ask, right?
That's true.
I'll let you know how it goes.
That'll be good. That'll be a topic for next week. That'll be a topic for next week. But, in between now and then, I will be in touch with you to discuss the acquisition of a Super Dave rig.
Okay, dude. No worries, man. Appreciate
the
opportunity.
I'll be honest with you. I have always heretofore carried my mags in a back pocket. That's probably bad, huh?
Right. And that's fine. I mean, dude, You should be able to fight from your mags in your back pocket. You know, that may be all you have.
Yep.
So why not?
Okay.
The first time you do anything shouldn't be in combat. You know what I mean?
Altogether too well. I love it. When I went to Jaeger's class.
Right.
I remember how many guys were fighting with drop were training with drop legs. Drop leg rigs. And I was like, and I asked one of them, I said, do you live in a state where you can carry it that way? He said, oh no, I carry inside the waistband. I said, okay. Now, I'm like you. I carry outside the waistband, and that's how I trained that particular day. So I don't ever get too upset about getting out there and saying, well, I should have been training the way I carry, because I do. I do that all the time.
Right.
Before we run out of time, let me give out the ways to find Super Dave Harrington. First of all, on Facebook, you can find him at Dave Harrington, personal page. Super Dave Harrington, that's his commercial page. His website is combatspeed.com. That's if you're going to get into a class with him. You got to go there first. If you want to check him out on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. And now on Instagram, SDave_Harrington on Instagram. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
No sweat, Mr. Bill. Appreciate the opportunity, man. Take care.
Roger that.
All right, out here.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.